This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. His name is Lee Hamery. He is the CEO of Amerimex International, Inc. What they do is they sell, lease, and rent heavy equipment, and they also refurbish it. Lee, welcome, and thank you for coming on the show.
Yep, welcome. Thank you for having me.
Your company trades on the OT pink sheets under the ticker symbol AMMX. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Okay. Amerimex, about 10 years ago, purchased the company Hamery Equipment Company, which was my business, and we did a reverse merger and put the companies together. Since then, it's operated as Hamery Equipment, a DBA under Amerimex. Amerimex has grown considerably. We were exporting used machines into Africa, into South America, several countries, Central America, Mexico, Vietnam, all over the world. I've traveled to all the countries that we sell in and met customers, and we get a lot of repeat business that way. Our shop here in Chico, California, we do reconditioning of heavy equipment and painting before it goes out so that it is well accepted on the other end. I personally have been in the business 39 years. My father before me for 40 years. And I actually started working with the family business back in at age 12 in the summertime.
So wow. That's,
also, I've been around it a long time. Rentals are a big part of our business. We are a dealer for new equipment, for container handling equipment, for Terex, construction equipment, dirt moving equipment, and some different brands of logging equipment. But the profit for the company is really made in the used machinery that comes in on trade or I find sitting around that we can buy, right, refurbish, and retail.
Well, first of all, let me give you a compliment. You know, I have a lot of CEOs that come on my shows, and I asked you to come on the show because you've done something incredible for your company, which I think is incredible. You've had 8 consecutive profitable quarters, and there's a lot of companies that are on the OTC pink sheets, first of all, don't have revenues, don't really have a roadmap, don't have a game plan, let alone have 8 consecutive profitable quarters. So, Lee, congratulations on that. You know, you just announced that, like I said, you have 8, 9 consecutive profitable quarters, and you continue top-line growth. What do you believe will help increase your stock price?
Well, right now, and we've announced it already, we're in the process of doing audits for 2 years where we can be fully reporting, and we will be have that completed, I think, and this is an estimate, by September-ish, and then we should be able to move up a notch on the exchange to be a fully reporting company. I think that'll have a lot to do with our long-term growth. In addition to that, I'm negotiating with 2 other manufacturers, one of which is a very, very large manufacturer that wants representation in West Africa. We have 2 locations right now, one in Nigeria and one in Niger, that we can move into and keep inventory and train mechanics to do rebuild work at a much lower cost if we ship it prior to the rebuild work, do it in West Africa, and then retail equipment. That can take our profit margins almost double on used equipment. But you have to have a place to do it, and that's kind of the direction I'm headed. I'm negotiating with the ministers over those divisions in the countries. I work directly with the president's office in Nigeria. in Niger. I'm on the fringes of the president's office, and we will be working directly with that office before we're done. We've done several other countries, Togo and Benin and Ghana. We've sold equipment into all those countries, and they would be in the long-term plan to have facilities also. But the two I want to start with would be the ones that I already have the best connections with the government. The way West Africa works is all the presidents and staff of the president, they all know each other from all the West African countries. If you do something right and you perform as expected or better, the rest of the presidents will all know.
Absolutely.
And their staffs will come to you. So that's why I'm picking one or two that we know we can perform well and take it from there for the growth. I've been making sales calls and setting up relationships in West Africa now for about 10 years. It seems like a long, long time to shareholders, but the bottom line is that's what it takes.
Absolutely.
If you don't build the relationships and you don't have the stamina to stick to it, I mean, I've flown over there 25 times, and it takes an investment of capital. It takes your time. It's just really takes its toll on you, but you can't stop.
Well, you're passionate. You're passionate in what you do. And it shows.
So that's how I see our growth coming from fully reporting, coming from growth into West Africa, and adding new manufacturers that allow us to make real good profits on their products.
My guest today is Lee Hamry. He is the CEO of Amerimex International. They trade on the OTC Pink Sheets under the ticker symbol AMMX. Now, you talked a lot about Africa, and do you find the African countries, why do you find them so attractive? I mean, are you the only company that's penetrating this vertical market? What's your competition like in that vertical market?
We have some competition, but they're targeting people that call them to fill orders for what they're asking for. And that's a real shallow approach.
Absolutely.
to marketing in West Africa. What I knew just from my research and from the people I'd talked to after the first year and a half of making trips over there once every 2 months, I knew that the next 30 to 40 years, West Africa was going to be the growth largest growth area on the planet for the next 30 to 40 years. It's very obvious. They've discovered oil offshore. They're going after the oil. They're making deals with oil companies. They're coming out of their third world status. They're building buildings. They're doing airports. They're doing hotels. They're doing highways, pipelines, refineries. West Africa is going to explode in the next 30 years. It's already starting. I saw it coming, like I said, 8.5 years ago, and I knew that those of us that had end roads to connect to the people in control in West Africa, when it does explode, will have a huge advantage over people that think, oh, gosh, I heard what's going on over there. Let's go see if we can do some business. They're late. The boat already sailed. If you don't have relationships right now already developed, you're wasting your time.
I want to give a shout out to your website. It's www.ammx.net. Also want to talk about your revenues. In 2015, you had revenues of $8.3 million. I think your fixed assets are around $3.7 million. And your market cap's only around $8.3 million with the stock price of just a little bit north of 1 cent. You know, Lee, I've been doing this like yourself. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I believe your company is completely undervalued, but that's just one man's opinion. That's my opinion. Let me ask you this. What are you doing to expand into other countries within the Americas also?
I do travel into Mexico and Central America. We've sold a large number of machines into Guatemala and Nicaragua. I've put new machines as well as real late model used machines into Chile and Ecuador. And I have not penetrated the East Coast of South America simply because everything they buy comes out of Miami, and the trucking to move our machines to Miami before they go on the boat makes us non-competitive.
I see.
So we concentrate on the West Coast, where there's ships and barges going up and down the West Coast. So if I sell a big machine somewhere on the West Coast of the Americas, it can go on a boat in Oakland and go right down the coast and unload at any port between Oakland and Santiago. Well, it's actually not Santiago, it's Valparaiso on the coast of Chile.
My guest today is Lee Hamry. He is the CEO of America Mix International. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol AMMX. In closing here, Lee, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that you and I didn't get a chance to discuss?
Well, we're aggressive. We're full of energy. My entire team here are very, very good at what they do. Reconditioning, rebuilding machinery. It takes a well-trained technician that understands electronics today. 30 years ago, all you had to do was have a box of wrenches and know how to tighten and loosen nuts and bolts. Today, every piece of machinery is computerized, and the hydraulic system, the engine, the transmission, it all ties together through a computer, and they all operate in conjunction with each other to keep your EPA standards low and environmental protection happy. It's a whole different world than it used to be, and the guys are basically have to go to a computer school in addition to mechanic training school. And we've got everybody in that category that works out of the shop.
Our company today has been Amera Mix International. Guest has been Lee Hamry. He's the CEO of that company. Lee, I appreciate you coming on the show today and spending some time with us. I want to check back with you in a couple of months and see how things are going.
I appreciate your time and the interview, and we'll talk in a couple months.